Yeah.
Welcome, everyone. I'm Kevin Miller. This is the What Drives You podcast, where we focus on your drive. Your drive is working in some areas of your life, producing great success, yet in other areas, maybe not so much. Let's get clarity on what you value, what motives are helping and hurting you, and get you fully into alignment so you're driving further and faster and enjoying the ride. Five keys to hack the mind game of your life. Take every self-help resource, every therapy session, every spiritual resource, if you will. From them all, we're striving to program or reprogram our brains, right? In order to get us driving further and faster with less effort, less anxiety, less complexity, less limits. Saying life is a mind game can be really depressing or empowering. My goal in this short message is to empower you and me. I need this reminder every day. When we all live in our own personal matrix, we really do. And understanding, embracing, and accepting this can be life-altering. My inspiration here is Harvard and MIT professor Jeff Karp, who I just had on the show. His new book is Lit. Life Ignition Tools. Use nature's playbook to energize your brain, spark ideas, and ignite action. And it's a great showcase in how life is a mind game and how we can intentionally get ourselves lit, as Jeff would say, for success. That's what we talked about in the previous show. So drive with me a moment to unpack this. I'm a foodie and I enjoy learning about the process that brings great foods and beverages from idea to the table. And then I like tasting them and learning the nuances of what creates the most significant tastes from coffee to cheese to distilled beverages. I did a tequila tasting in Mexico and recently bourbon, Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon. It really impressed me from the story to the taste. I grew up in Kentucky where horse racing and bourbon are famous and I got introduced to Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon. It's produced by Heaven Hill Distillery, which has been and still remains family-owned since 1935. And I'm impressed with the bourbon's ultra-rich, smooth taste. And right on the bottle, it states that this bourbon is 7 years old, which is actually three times longer than what's required to be certified as bottled in bond. I feel with beverages, the longer the prep, the better the taste. Being a bottled in bond product means it must pass a list of seven requirements that set the standard for this quality bourbon. So look for it at your local store. Heaven Hill reminds you to think wisely and drink wisely. So five keys to hack the mind game of your life. Number one, life is a perception. I mean, that's the hack. That's a big one right there. Just understanding that the hack is a hack. It's a mind shift. It's a mind shift that we all need to have if we're going to really be free to progress as we want to. Life is not much a reality. And I think that'll continue to kind of boggle my mind. I mean, we just grow up and we think life is what it is. This is reality. I'm looking around at the walls, at the trees, hearing the wind, hearing the sound. That is reality. And yet it is a perception. I'm so enamored these days by hearing our cultural vernacular about what is. We refer to pretty much everything in life as what is. Oh my gosh, that's cool. That's awesome. That's horrible. Man, this tastes great. Oh, it's disgusting. Well, it's all a perception. It's an opinion. Most of our life is. I mean, again, we can argue about this wall. Here, I'll knock to my left and say, hey, that's a concrete wall. Oh, okay. I guess it is. That's not perception. That is so little of what we deal with in life. What makes up our anxieties and our frustrations? Most of those are our perceptions. And you can have two people at most any time, same circumstances. Let's say that we have two identical women, same job, same life. Okay. Let's just pretend that that exists. One gets fired or they're let go. There's a merger, whatever. They're let go. And they're like, oh my gosh, it's great. I need a change. I've been looking for something. I'm going to trust that this is a change that I need to make. It's happening anyways, so I'm just going to go with it. And hey, how glorious, right? Looking on the positive side, but they may really feel relieved for whatever reason, however they were feeling. And the other one, oh my gosh, this is tragic. This is life ending, you know? And we see people that can be near, literally, not to minimize it, but suicidal because of something that happened with their work and their self-identity was attached to it. And they're fearful for finances, even if they have money in the bank. Again, no right or wrong here, but we're just talking about perception. Perception. And it really is. And the more we can embrace that, the more we can be free to expand beyond that. Number two, understanding that life really, or our lives really, it really is a mind game. And we want to know the score. Knowing the score of that really helps us step back and not hold on so tightly to life. I was in Las Vegas not too long ago with my dad, who's passed away since then, and my brother. And we went to, well, first off, we just went around. We were there to go see U2 at the Sphere. All right. And what we were walking around the day prior and went by, I'll never forget it. We're going down this little, I think it was near the strip, and we're going down and there's this open shop and there's people in these chairs with the VR virtual reality goggles, and the chairs are moving around and these people are screaming. I mean, just yelling. They're having this massive experience sitting there in a chair. I mean, it's nuts. It's a mind game. Something is going that they're able to see and hear and it moves around and they can feel. And I don't know, I'm not familiar with it. Maybe they can even smell stuff. I'm sure they can do that, or they do that. They, you know, put sense. So you're, and you're feeling everything. So it's all your five senses are working. And yet they're just sitting there. They're not actually experiencing a real thing. They didn't really do that, which to me is always odd, because I think we're getting to the point where people wonder, hey, why go out and risk yourself, or when you could just, you know, sit in virtual reality? Why go take a trip and go skiing and spend the money for a lift ticket and all the gear and then risk a broken leg? Why do that? And you can sit in a chair. Yeah, and I think we're seeing a culture that's more and more getting into that kind of perception of why doing it. And yet I don't understand it. And I know I'm not a digital native. I'm an old guy at this point in relation to that. And yet it's kind of like a movie. If I see a movie and I'm watching it and I love the feels that you get from a movie, but I can also disconnect and go, I'm not really there. And if I'm in a VR thing, a virtual reality simulator, whatever, and I'm not really skiing on the edge of a cliff, I can still disconnect. I don't really feel it's the same, but either way, isn't that amazing what you can experience sitting in a chair? It's a mind game, and knowing that should free us. Number three, I mean, still do all you can to support it. Even though I look at a mind game, it doesn't mean I'm just going to go sit in a corner, close my eyes, visualize goodness and not experience anything. I want to eat. I want to drink. I want to have sex. I want to go ski. I want to go mountain bike. And I want to do what I can to also support me having good feelings. I'm not going to go sit myself in a sewer in a war and try to think good thoughts. I am still going to live in my home in the woods, and I am going to buy good foods, and I'm going to be around good people, and I'm going to try to adjust my environment as much as I can to support my good feelings and a good mindset. And yet it's also good for me to not hold on too tightly if I were to lose those things, or if I can't have those things in a moment, and realize, wait, I can still work to achieve that mindset. So doing all we can to support it is still highly relevant. And I still highly follow that myself. Number four, give yourself grace for your poor filters and advocate for them. I talk about in my book, What Drives You, I start every section as we go through the key areas of life, looking at our genetic set points. We have things that we have no control over, perspectives that we had coming out of the womb. I've seen that as I have seven biological kids, and seeing them coming from the same mother, the same father, some of them in the same, we have two sets that are 15 months apart. So even our life circumstances were very similar in that they came out so different. They had different genetic, what I call set points. Okay. So we set them out here. They still have to go to school. They still have to earn an income at some point. They still have to have relationships. And so with their differences, though, I want them to have grace for their propensities, for the filters that they have coming out of the womb, and yet still realize that those are perception. Have grace for them, and then do what you have to do to advocate and support for your strengths and weaknesses, in essence. And then number five, ultimately, we do want to, even as we strive to have influence, you know, over our environment and create the best case scenario, we want to rise above the circumstances and reality, to be above it. Call it enlightenment. Call it, you know, in the Bible, Philippians 4, it's somewhere around 5 or 6, it says, "And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds." The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding. I want peace, joy that surpasses all understanding, that surpasses the trials and tragedies that are going to come in life. You know, walking with my dad as he passed away recently, I was so grateful that my family was able to do that, even amongst a surprise tragedy. We didn't sugarcoat it. It was for us, or we accepted it as a tragedy, and yet also strove to, and were grateful for, peace beyond all understanding. So I want to be able to rise above the circumstances and the quote realities of my life. I can't control them all. Doesn't mean I'm not heartbroken, but I do want to rise above them and understanding that, man, this is all going on. It's at the end of the day, it's all in my head. This is what Viktor Frankl in Man's Search for Meaning wrote so eloquently about. This is good to help us with our drive and be able to drive well, no matter what we're dealing with. Well, friends, I'm grateful you've joined me on this journey as we look to hack the mind game of our lives. And ultimately, the point of this and every episode is to help you and me drive further and enjoy the ride. When we fast, we stop eating food and allow our body to repair. The research on the benefits and the reset is profound. The problem is, we like food. We're addicted to food. Me too. Missing a meal or a day of eating is terrifying to a lot of people. So here is ProLawn. It's a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. ProLawn is not a diet. It's science based on Nobel Prize-winning discoveries in medicine. ProLawn provides a 5-day program where you get snacks and soups and beverages all designed to keep your body in a fasting state while taking away the difficulty and mindset of deprivation. I've fasted for 5 days with nothing but water, and my physical and mental state was incredible. My struggle was just wanting to fulfill my habit of eating. It was significant. ProLawn took that away. It's amazing. I feel like I'm cheating, but getting the benefits of fasting. So right now, ProLawn is offering What Drives You listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. So go to ProLawnLife.com/Kevin. That's ProLawnLife.com/Kevin for the special offer. Friends, I'm pretty candid about my lack of financial prowess. Money and numbers are fairly Greek to me, so I need a lot of guidance. One of my closest friends is a wildly successful wealth manager, and I'm working on some financial literacy and just continually seeking guidance. So I ask you to check out yahoofinance.com. Nobody knows it all, and Yahoo Finance is an incredible resource for the rookies like me or the seasoned investors. You know, before my dad passed away recently, Dave Ramsey and his wife Sharon flew down to visit. We all got to spend a day together, and I was at yahoofinance.com just now. I saw multiple news flashes from Dave and other people that you respect, and they're hitting so many of the hottest areas in finance today. So it's a place to get a snapshot of all aspects of your financial interests, and if you have them, your portfolios. I hadn't realized Yahoo Finance is the number one finance destination, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts, and so much more. So for your comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com. One more time. yahoofinance.com. Thanks so much for joining me on this journey. I look forward to meeting you in the Drive Tribe community for ongoing discussions about each episode. You can subscribe to the Drive Drop newsletter for weekly updates. Find it all at kevinmiller.co, along with all our social media and video clips. Until next time, I hope this episode helps you drive further and enjoy the ride. Yeah.